this seems to be almost like an 11th hour decision on Precourt's side. What's your reaction to it?
Well, sometimes things work out for the best. I did not vote for Mr. Precourt, but I was acceptance of the will of the board in hiring him. I have read his email to us, and I completely disagree with it. He wants to take the position that we had a valid and binding contract. We did not. I negotiated a contract with him that was subject to the approval of the board. The board did not approve the contract that he wanted. We offered him a contract, and he has turned it down. So it was his decision to turn it down, not ours. We offered him a valid contract at all the same terms, with the exception of it being month to month, which is really a distinction without a difference, since it's a termination at will state anyway. We don't have to give him more than a day's notice on anything we want to do in the first place. But we offered him, and the only other difference was 1 month severance versus 3 month severance. And under the circumstances, on a month to month, we thought that was fair. But that was what the board eventually offered him as a contract, and he did not accept it. So there never has been a valid and binding contract, so I completely disagree with him there. The other thing he said in his email was that there was a self-imposed deadline. On Wednesday, when we discussed the potential changes, I asked him specifically whether there was enough time for he and his lawyers to look at everything and give me an answer by 5 o'clock on Friday, and he said that that would be sufficient. So it wasn't a self-imposed deadline, it was an agreed-to deadline, and now he wants to make it something else. So I'm not sure why he has rejected this deal and for a position I thought he wanted, but apparently he didn't want it that bad.
And what's next? Do you guys have to go back to the shortlist or start from scratch?
I think my suggestion to the board is that we go back to the shortlist. We had a second very viable candidate in Mr. Figueredo, and I think that my recommendation to the board is going to be that we offer him the position. He was the most qualified person to begin with, and I think he would serve us well, and I will ask the board to do that. If the board wants us to reopen the search, we can do that, but I think that we did a good job on narrowing the search, and those were our two prime candidates, and I think he's going to be the one that I'm going to suggest we go to.
Will that be under the same stipulations of the month-to-month contract and the same pay and everything?
No, the reason that we did that with Mr. Precourt was because Mr. Ashton suggested that we not give Mr. Precourt a contract because of the potential cloud surrounding the 3-2 vote for him and what happened with Mr. Crummett. I do not think the same issues arise with Mr. Figueroa. His name is not mentioned in this investigation, and so I think that we can offer him a contract without that problem.
Do you think Ashton's investigation had anything to do with Precourt's decision?
Absolutely. I think that Mr. Precourt looked at Ashton's letter and decided that he didn't want to be in the middle of this, and so he decided to back out with the best way he could. No, sir. We're doing our best to make sure that the toll payers get the best bang for their buck and that they're the most protected that they can be. And we will continue to do that. I will continue to do that. The board will continue to do that as long as we exist.
And the decision will be made in your next meeting, February 26th?
Yes. We've got good people that have run it since Max Crummett left us. And those good people, Laura Kelly and Joe Baroness, will be able to continue to run it until such time as we make some more final decisions.
One more question. In the press release, you said you were disappointed, but it doesn't seem that you are disappointed because you didn't vote for him initially. So,
well, I was disappointed initially. I mean, when I got the word from him, because I thought that our search was ended, and he seemed that he wanted. He told me he was a team player and that he would do whatever it took to make the board happy, and because he wanted the job. So I was disappointed that those words were not seemed to be followed through. But having reflected on the way he has said it in this email and the positions he has taken, that's what's disappointing more than anything else.
What time did you get the email and what was the tone of it?
The email came in around 3 o'clock. I got a call from Michelle Mikish, who read the email to me, and I knew that I'd been getting calls during the day from various media, And so I said, let's get the media together and have interviews with any of them that want, so that they can hear my words and everybody gets a fair chance.
And the tone of the email?
The tone of the email was, it was incorrect, and it was suggestive that that he is reserving his legal rights as well he can. I mean, I'm a lawyer. I would hope he would reserve his legal rights, but I would hope as things progress that he sees that his positions are incorrect, and I wish him all the best in the world at whatever he wants to do from this point forward.